Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of news here on a Thursday. Dave Meltzer is going to be joining us in the second segment of the show, talking about all of the top stories from the new edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. We got a lot of news on the drama that is going on in TNA. Billy Corgan, at least according to Dixie Carter, is out. Meanwhile, Billy Corgan is claiming, "I have not been paid. I was supposed to get my loan paid back on November 1st. I have not seen a dime." Threatening to go back to court, threatening to convert this into shares in the company. There's a lot of stuff going on. We'll give you the absolute latest when we come back from the break. Also today, we have got an election coming up. And of all things, the election that everyone is talking about is just like professional wrestling. Now we have a legitimate, honest-to-God professional wrestling tie-in that does not involve Donald Trump being a WWE Hall of Famer, which he is. We'll talk about that as well. More on the 205 Live Cruiserweight Show. Also going to take your phone calls, emails, text messages, whatever is on your mind today. Toll free, 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. Already got a lot of text messages coming in. My Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, if you want to tweet me there. Mike Sempervivi, who will be joining us after the break, is at Sempervivi. And, of course, always make sure you check out Sports Byline USA at sportsbyline.com. Or at Sports Byline on Twitter. Anyway, we'll get into TNA after the break and all of the rest of the news, so stick around. Back in a moment, Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. I think we will be joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I don't know where he is
right
now.
Right here.
Oh! Holy smokes! What's going on?
Trying to hold me down here, aren't you?
What are you talking about?
Forgetting about me.
Give me a break.
Right here.
Give me a break. Anthem Sports and Entertainment and Impact Wrestling sent out a joint press release confirming what had already been stated
about... Give me a break.
this damn delay. I'm going to mute you here in a minute, Mike. Listen.
Sorry.
Anthem Sports and Entertainment and Impact Wrestling sent out a joint press release confirming what had already been stated about Anthem funding the company and taking over shortly after an email was sent to talent and the staff with the same information. Anthem Sports and Entertainment and Impact Ventures, parent company of TNA Impact Wrestling, today announced Anthem has provided a credit facility to TNA to fund operations. Anthem is a global sports media company that operates the Fight Network, Impact Wrestling's exclusive broadcaster in Canada, as well as exclusive worldwide digital streaming partner for all of TNA programming. It is also an equity stakeholder of Impact Ventures. The agreement includes the appointment of Anthem Executive Vice President Ed Nordholm to the Impact Ventures Board of Managers. The company will be managed by the board, with Mr. Nordholm representing the board on all major operation and restructuring decisions. Dixie will continue as chair of the company, as well as her position on the board of managers. Billy Corgan, it says, is no longer with the company. Now, what this means is Dixie Carter essentially has no power anymore, which some people will greatly celebrate. However, the man in charge is now this Ed Nordholm. He's in charge of TNA Impact Wrestling. Hopefully, he knows what he's doing. Now, Billy Corgan here, it says talent was told that Carter would remain on the board but would no longer be part of the day-to-day operations. Billy Corgan went on Twitter today, and he said, "Fact! TNA was supposed to pay me 2 days ago, which they swore in front of a judge. Yesterday, they asked for a day to get money together, upon which, yesterday or today, they'd reach out directly to settle all claims. So they lied again and have used the time as a weapon. Fact, I have still not been paid, and I'm exploring all remedies, including new filings with court and converting to 36% equity." Now, I guess my main question would be, why does Billy Corgan want 36% equity in TNA Impact if he would have no power whatsoever and just be a part owner in something that, as of right now, still has no way to make any money? It is a mystery. But everyone's been paid. All of the wrestlers who did not get paid last week, which of course was blamed on Billy Corgan, they have now all been paid. And the tapings, as I talked about yesterday on the show, at the Hardy Compound are on. Taping footage for their late November show. And I guess Impact just barrels forward, as they have done, with, I guess, new ownership is how you would term it.
And a general counsel of Ed Nordholm.
Yeah, Ed Nordholm. He's in charge now.
In the long annals of pro wrestling history of outsiders who have a level of business acumen coming into the wrestling business and doing work. We've got, what, Kip Fry. We've got Jim Herd. We've got Dixie Carter. It's hey, good for Anthem, I guess. I don't know. This is still, we'll just have to see how it shakes out. There seems to be no real change, though. You know, you can put all of this stuff in a shiny new box, but once you open it up and you look inside, you still have what you have, and we'll have to see what happens.
Well, there's one big change. Ownership has changed hands. Anthem now owns his company.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily good, though. I mean, as bad as Dixie was and as bad as Dixie is, and as bad as it is that Dixie continues to have even a figurehead role in the company after smashing it into the ground into a bazillion pieces, what Anthem has now cleaned up the shards of and thrown in this box still doesn't mean anything, because they could be off TV. They're already off TV in the UK. They're certainly obviously not going to be off TV in Canada, but it could just be Canada's, you know, most mightiest promotion, unless somebody's going to pay Pop or they have a deal worked out with Pop again. And even if they do that, if you're a pro wrestler, and there's always going to be somebody who will take the money, or they are paying more than somebody else, or they provide something to you, with everything that you know about it, is it somewhere where you'd like to go? We got to see.
Dude, I'll answer that question for you. Yes, it is where people will want to go if they'll be paid. Because I asked that exact same question earlier this year when Mike Bennett and Maria could either stay with the Ring of Honor in New Japan or they could go to TNA.
I remember talking about
and
it, yeah.
God bless TNA, but it is exactly what I said would happen. They fell off the radar. And I said, they have gotten paid now. They were mostly paid the whole time.
But
my point is, yeah, if they are offered money, if guys on the outside are offered money, and Anthem is going to make sure that everybody gets paid, even if they fall off the radar, there are a lot of wrestlers that will just take the money. We've seen that this year. I don't know why. I have no idea why. I guess because they need the money. But why you would give up New Japan and Ring of Honor, where you were still getting paid. It wasn't like they were working for free. No. I mean, they're getting paid more now. But, I mean, it would seem to me that that exposure has to be worth something. And well, their exposure vanished. Same with Moose.
Well, I know. And with Mike Bennett and Maria, you know, at least at the time with coming out Pop, it's like, okay, will there be, you know, it's like Jesse Goddard. It's like, is there going to be some sort of crossover opportunity there? And it seemed quickly to that wasn't the case. They were just paid a lot of money by whoever gave TNA that money to sign them. But I'd like to, and it's not technically part of my business or anything, but I'd like to know where that money came from. I'd like to know where these pockets of money came from, because is Anthem willing to do that with people? Are they willing to spend money? You know, how many guys are they going to bring in? How long is Bennett's deal for? I mean, is it only a year? Because people are talking about how, you know, well, he shouldn't have written that tweet. Why? What does it matter? You've been in a company that hasn't paid you. You've been in a company that hasn't gone anywhere. If you're a month from being out the door, what does he care? So I'd be interested to know some of these deals that people have signed, whether they're going to continue on into the Anthem era, and how willing they are to spend money and to do things to try to do something to push this company forward, because you're going to have to throw good money after bad to try to build this thing up.
All right, I'll answer you. This is also in the press release. Quote, we have had consistently maintained. This is a badly written press release. Anyway,
this is no answer.
This financing is an extension of the support we have been providing since the beginning of the year, said Leonard Asper, the CEO of Anthem. There are tremendous opportunities to support the company's growth on all platforms and in all media alongside Dixie and the incredible talent and staff at TNA. Leonard Asper is quoted in this press release talking about TNA, willing to support it, and he has got billions.
Yes, he does.
So
he does.
Now
Rich
that they essentially own the company, I mean, everybody's going to get paid. The question is not everybody. Here's the question. Everybody who works there is going to get paid. But the question is, how long is Leonard Asper going to support this company if they continue losing a lot of money? Now, let me give you one positive here, a potential positive. Anthem is, they claim here, a global sports media company that operates the Fight Network. So here's two positives. Number one, they ain't going to lose TV on the Fight Network. That's guaranteed. They can lose TV everywhere else in the world, but they will still be on the Fight Network. Number two, at least now they're owned by a global sports media company, because before they were owned by an energy company that was run by a publicist who had a bunch of her dad's money. Okay, this is an improvement right here. Now, I don't know how they're going to turn this around. That, you've got me.
Well, you know what they're going to have to do, probably with Fight Network, is get more carriage in places, including America, especially if they lose TV here. Now, I know they have TV in some places, in Belgium, in Portugal, you know, but that doesn't mean anything if it's channel 589 on your cable guide, too. So, again, the money, I guess there is a level of security that's there, but I, like everything else with this company, I won't believe it till it happens.
Back in a moment with Big Dave, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 Citation List. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Meltzer joining us. The new issue of The Observer is out right now. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about, including the top story here about TNA. More news coming out here today. Mainly just official announcements of what you talked about in the cover story, but looks like Anthem is in charge. Billy Corgan, I think as of this moment, still has not been paid. And the question that we have been talking about for 20 minutes, which I don't think anyone in the world can answer, is how are they turning this ship around?
I don't have an answer to that at all. And I'm shocked that they didn't, at least they didn't pay Billy Corgan, given that the deadline was November the 1st. So in theory, he could convert to 36% ownership right now.
Well, then we have the other question. What would he want 36% of this company for? He wouldn't be in charge.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's what exact value would that be? I don't really know.
And it's not like
it's a company that's going to be making big profits that he could share in. So, yeah.
Is it spite?
I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, is it really, honestly, just your gut? In your gut, too, Brian. I mean, is it spite? Because I asked Nate Rao about that, and it just seems like he can keep pushing the buttons. I'm sure he's very upset. And it just seems to be, it's like getting in the wrestling. He can, so he did, and now he can continue on with this and be the thorn because he can.
But what's he going to do with 38% that can really be a thorn in their side? He has no voting power. He's just there.
His voting power, but I mean, I guess the idea is just that if he could convert somebody else to, that has like 13, you know, 15 more percent, his line of thinking.
Oh, a takeover.
But that will never happen. So yeah, it doesn't really matter. Yeah.
If I had $1 billion, I might waste $1.8 million out of spite. But I don't think he's got $1 billion. I just want my $1.8 million back.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't got it back yet. Although I'm sure he will, because he kind of they kind of have to do that, or else. You know, then they would default on that one. So, I would think that maybe he'd be, it's hard to say. It's hard to say what's going to happen, but it wouldn't look good in court if they didn't pay him.
So we have this Ed Nordholm, who is the Anthem Executive Vice President. He now appears to be in charge of TNA. He's taken Dixie's role. Do we know anything about this guy? Like,
nope.
What's going on? TNA's owned by a guy now.
He didn't run a Pizza Hut either, too, did he?
I don't know. No, I mean, they were going to put their, they got 85%. They're going to put one of their guys in charge. I think that's pretty much inevitable. So he was the guy picked. I don't know his, what connection or what knowledge he has about wrestling at all. I don't know if he does or he doesn't.
So we know nothing about whether he's heard of Vince Russo.
Yeah, good question.
Oh, no.
I don't know the answer to that. Or if he's naive enough to be convinced that people who have been failures are can somehow turn this company around.
How about that? Well, moving on to the other top story you've got here, the story of Hulk Hogan and his settlement on Wrestling Observer Radio last night. You mentioned he'll probably walk away. After all, I guess, debts owed to attorneys and Peter Thiel, etc., probably about $11 million.
Yeah,
but
substantial money.
With this settled, and with the Hulkster doing voiceovers on the WWE Network, my guess is this guy's going to be back by Mania.
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it's the question isn't if he'll be back. He will be back at some point. Just a question of when they feel that they can bring him back without risking a sponsor backlash. They're not going to get a fan backlash, but they could get a sponsor backlash, and they could get that at any time. And you know, I think that probably the smart thing for them to do is to start, going to their sponsors, go, do you have any problem? And if one of them does, then they probably can't bring them back. But if none of them do, then they can bring them back.
Let me ask you this question. When this whole thing went down with Hulk Hogan and his racial tirade, we had a lot of people that were still defending Hulk Hogan. They grew up with Hulk Hogan. They loved the Hulkster.
No, people are going to defend famous people no matter what if they're on television. I mean,
that's my question.
That's saying no matter how repulsive they might be.
All of these companies that are sponsoring WWE, I mean, their executives are probably 30s, 40s, 50s. They probably remember Hulk Hogan from when they were younger. I mean,
yeah, but not everyone grew up a wrestling fan. I mean, wrestling fans sometimes have a warp perspective. I mean, most people didn't grow up as wrestling fans. I mean, it's possible they grew up as a fan and would be a fan of Hulk Hogan, but it's more likely that they, everyone knows the Hulk Hogan name. They vaguely know the name, and he's just a carny wrestler. I mean, Hulk Hogan's public, when they look at sponsors look at people and they're, kind of like their credibility rating. I mean, even in the prime of Hulk Hogan, because he was a wrestler, the number was actually very low. So it's not like, you know, I mean, wrestling fans loved him, but the general public, I mean, he was just kind of some corny guy on television.
You got a story in here about the WWE financials. We talked about this a little bit last week, but there's a table here that is very interesting, looking back at the last 4 years. And, of course, in the last 4 years, Raw has plunged in the ratings. They've lost millions of viewers. But if you look at this table here, live events is virtually at an all-time high over the last 4 years. Pay-per-view...
Profitability is up on live events because of higher ticket prices, yeah. I mean, attendance is pretty steady, though. It's not up or down.
But live events, you're almost at the four-year record. Pay-per-view network, you're virtually at the four-year record. It's slightly down.
Of course it is, because the network started. You're not at the level you were before the network. The network from 4 years ago when they first started, you know, was losing money, and you know now it's making money. But you're essentially at the same point you were a year ago. It's not like the network.
No, it's at the same as a year ago, but it's not down substantially from last year.
No, the network number's up. It's not down. The network number's up. The pay-per-view number's down. Of course, pay-per-view is going to decline.
Television is up.
The television's way up, and
it will keep going up.
Ratings, that's contracts that were signed, years ago with built-in annual escalators, so that will always go up until the next television deal.
That's right.
In which case, who knows what that's going to mean when you get the next group of TV deals, and that's still not until, 2019, I think.
And the rest of this stuff, they're not huge money makers. WWE Films actually broke even. It was up a little bit, $88,000. The website's down a little bit. Home video, obviously, is plunging because of the network. And licensing is down. But
yeah, the licensing thing is it's for the year, licensing is even. It's just a question. It was up. The way it was, it's video game royalties, which the way the contract's structured, they got paid differently. So they got more money early and less late, but it ends up being the same money. So licensing, really, even though it's down for the quarter, it's really even, actually.
Now, was there any evidence, when we look at these network profits, was there any evidence in the filing or in the, they always do the conference call, that it seems to me like the network could be significantly more profitable, but they're spending a lot of money on things that I don't feel is making a difference in terms of subscribers. Thus, it would be wasted money.
I think that you're probably right on that, but you live and learn. I mean,
but does it appear they're living and learning? Is my question.
Yeah, and they're going to make changes for it. I would expect that. I don't want to say that they'll spend less money on it, but they will probably spend their money more wisely as time goes on. And what more wisely is, we don't know, and they don't know. It's just something that you're going to learn. Based on, what shows people watch and what shows they don't watch and what shows drive them. I mean, what really drives the network is the pay-per-views. So, the thing that they really should be doing is getting the most interest possible in their pay-per-views. I mean, that's going to be what makes the thing go up and down, really.
I just look at some of the shows that they have put on there. Your Swerved, which I guess you can film Swerved at the actual live events and everything like that, but just seems like a lot of money. These are not cheap shows that they're putting together. And I don't know if some of these shows, I mean, it's great that people like them and they watch them, but if those shows weren't there, are you losing millions or tens of thousands of subscribers?
Yeah, well, we don't know. I mean, it's a live and learn situation. I mean, you don't know. I mean, do you need a lot of non-wrestling live programming where people will tune out? Well, we don't know the answer. They're trying to learn. I mean, they're trying to program it with the idea that they need not just wrestling content, but non-wrestling entertainment content with their wrestlers. And maybe they do and maybe they don't. It's hard to say right now.
Now, very quickly, we got about a minute here, but there's a story about UFC and their historic sale price of $4 billion. And Lorenzo and Frank and Dana Dana didn't walk away, but I mean, they made out like bandits, and now this company has got to make some big changes to remain, to basically pay off this debt.
Yeah. To pay off that number, they're gonna. It's really hard. I mean, they're making the changes. I mean, it's not when I look at everything, especially because they expect a big TV rights increase on the next contract. It isn't as bad a deal as it could be, but it's a risky deal for sure. I think they're going to be able to pull it through, but they're, you know, one of the things is they'll probably get an increase in TV, but can they do that well? And if they get an increase in TV and maintain their pay-per-views, they're fine. Because the level they're at right now, they're fine as far as paying back what they have to pay back. But they can't really drop from this level. Now, one of the problems is that can they have, not necessarily a pay-per-view like 2016, but like 2015. That's a tough year to have. I mean, to get, 6 million buys over the course of a year. You know, they'll beat that handily this year. But, you know, the drivers were Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor.
All right, we actually have to end to a break, Dave. Sorry, we'll pick some of this up after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Tokyo's nose, because I'm a super califragilistic tic-tac-toe.
I gave a oopsie-daisy, now you got the crazy. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Show.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want more from The Observer, it is up on the front page right now, WrestlingObserver.com. Every week, 40,000 words of news and information on pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. And I got a text message here. This person says, Ric Flair said on his podcast that WWE nixed a spot in the women's cell match for being too dangerous. He said it involved a moonsault. I vaguely remember hearing this. I don't know. I don't think that it was something as crazy as like a moonsault off the top of the cage, but it may have been a moonsault off the post through a table in the cage. And maybe they just decided, A, it's too dangerous to do a moonsault off the post, even though she's done it before. But the ring is, I mean, there's not a lot of room between the ring and the side of the cell. It's not like if you're doing this outside the ring in a Raw show, where you can put the table exactly where you want it and then judge the distance. She was a gymnast. And then do your dive. I mean, you've got a very, very narrow window. And maybe they figured this is too high risk, even though you're having a table break your fall to do that. So I had heard that, and I heard Sasha wanted to do something crazy off the cage as well, and they told her, nope, not going to do it. And probably smart to do so.
Be prepared to get yelled at by Sasha fans and fans of the women who are saying,
why?
This is all made up. Sasha's injuries are overrated, and what these girls, all that nonsense. Here's more proof. Now, I don't know how much you can rely on Ric Flair's word for anything, especially coming off of his relationship with Halle Berry, I think was his last public pronouncement. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if that was the case. I mean, we were talking about going in over what they could do and their both of their wants publicly saying that, you know, about pushing the envelope and doing stuff like this. But how it all worked out, and granted, things were not perfect there, certainly. I'm glad there were no wacky spots like that. Charlotte off the side of the cage through the table or something like that. Yeah, whatever they had planned on doing, it probably, with how things worked out, it was better that they didn't.
Listen, in the words of Billy Corgan, fact, I have still not been paid, and I'm exploring all remedies, including new filings with court and converting to 36% equity. And fact, Sasha Banks and Charlotte wanted to do more and they weren't allowed to. That I can tell you is a fact.
Well, that's
Doesn't matter whether I remember all the details of what the spots were. That's a fact.
I know. I just to rely on Ric Flair to back it up. I know that you're telling the truth. We probably should not use the now 18-20-22 time world champion, whatever it's going to be, to back up any facts there.
I was confused as to why the Sasha fans would be mad at me for that. I'm sure they're clamoring and upset that the girls weren't allowed to do more.
Sasha fans get mad at everything.
Well, they need to knock it off. I'm not going to tolerate it.
You shouldn't.
You Sasha fans can call this show and we'll have a polite debate.
Polite.
With my finger here on this trigger. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Jim, hold on. Am I wrong about Sasha fans? Are they like Beyonce fans where if you say something, even the slightest bit, even if there's nothing negative to it, they will take it that way and run with it?
I think you're about on the spot there. They're real touchy.
But Jim, let me jump in. Okay. Is this not the case with all of these women? It doesn't matter who it is. It's the same thing with Paige.
True.
It's the same thing with all of them.
True.
They're fans that will defend them to the death. I'm just trying to be fair. And you know what's funny about me trying to be fair? I will never forget the interview that Sasha did. This was right before Hell in a Cell, where she flat out said, why do we even have to call it women's matches? Why can't it just be matches? They're matches. It's not the men's division and the women's division. It's just matches. And sometimes men are involved, sometimes women are involved. Well, you know what? That's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to be totally fair. It doesn't matter if they're women or men. If your match falls apart and the crowd dies, I'm going to talk about it. And that's what happened in the Sasha match, whether you like it or not. I'm being fair. Come on, people.
And if we poop on the men, too, for, again, things that aren't their fault, calling out the booking, calling out how things are laid out, things like that, we did the same thing with the women's matches, and still you have to hear that, too. Well, there's the most equality. They're getting screwed over by the people who put their matches together as well.
I'm not giving anyone. No one's being graded on a curve, except Jim here is a caller. Go ahead,
Jim. I've got a question about TNA, not their financial woes.
I don't think anyone knows the answer, but go ahead.
Okay. Now that it's public knowledge that Maria is leaving TNA, who becomes the top heel knockout?
She's not leaving for a while. I don't think their contract is due until the spring of 2000. I could be wrong, but I think it's spring of 2017, so it is not imminent.
Well, I thought she was talking about she wanted to go back to college to get her master's so quick and everything.
She does. But TNA is taping so infrequently that I'm sure she's going to college and doing all sorts of things right now when they're not doing what they're doing with TNA. But I don't think their contract is up for a while, so she's not leaving, like, right this second.
They haven't gotten rid of Allison Kay, have they, Sin? I haven't seen her on TV in a few weeks.
Dude, who knows? No. Jim, let me ask you a question, okay?
Oh, all right.
Do you watch SmackDown?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I know some people will get mad because I'm burying a woman, but
only if you turn it into a Mandy Rose question.
If you'd like me to bury the man on the show, I'd be happy to do that as well. But I'm going to bring this up because somebody emailed me about this. So on SmackDown, I believe it's Daria, interviewed AJ Styles. AJ's walking down the hall, and she springs forth from the shadows, and she asks a completely robotic question. And then, as he answers, she just stands there. She doesn't change her expression. She doesn't smile. She doesn't frown. She doesn't wink. She doesn't raise her eyebrows. She doesn't do anything. She stands there. She may as well be a wax statue. So I've been talking about this for a day now because I'm just, my mind is blown that this individual, and it's not just her, it's all of them, on national television, having to do so little, I don't even know why they're being paid for this. And somebody emailed me and they said, I have not seen Daria, but you must check out Mackenzie Mitchell on TNA. It is unbelievable, they said, that someone would be so bad in 2016 in a country where there are about 5 million talented professional actors. So my question is, is Mackenzie Mitchell really that bad? Is she worse than Daria? Because I can't believe that.
I don't know that much about the woman, to be honest with you, Brian.
But, I mean, she does backstage stuff for Impact. I've even seen a little of it.
I must have been part of that.
I scooped Jim.
Let me ask you a question right quick now. What was the deal with Dasha Fuentes, I think that's her name, the new backstage girl on SmackDown, not knowing James Ellsworth's name?
Oh, maybe that's what I'm talking about, Dasha. That's the same girl I'm talking about, Jim. I don't know.
Yes, it's either that or
Charlie. She said James Ellis.
Yes.
And then Dean looked at her like,
She was crazy, and they didn't retape
it.
Apparently, they had to do it live.
Isn't he an actor and a fighter and a host on James Ellis?
I apologize to Daria. I got my women mixed up. It was Dasha.
Here's the thing, too, Mackenzie Mitchell. I'm not making any excuses for Mackenzie Mitchell or anything, but isn't she, like, literally fresh out of Dixie's alma mater, and isn't she basically building a real, I could be wrong, but I thought when they brought her in, I mean, she was like literally just out of college and she's getting into the broadcasting business. Like there's no, I don't think she's done anything before this.
Listen,
I think this is like literally a thing who, and I'm sure she's probably getting more experience than money.
Okay.
So look at it that way.
Okay. But I've seen her and I didn't think she was any good at the job. She is brand new, but there's no way. That she's worse than Dasha was on SmackDown. That's impossible. For those of you that watch both shows, tell me if I'm wrong here. I can't believe it. I literally cannot believe it. Let me read this here. Dave mentioned this briefly last night, but the presidential, this whole situation is now literally tied into professional wrestling. It's from Yahoo.com. A video clip from WrestleMania 4 that was found on the WWE Network, by the way, is being used against Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump to contradict his claims that he never knew Robert Labuti, a high-stakes gambler who was banned from New Jersey casinos for alleged ties to organized crime. Labuti, who had ties to mafia boss John Gotti, can be seen sitting at ringside next to Trump and his wife, Ivana, and made it on screen several times throughout the four-hour broadcast. Trump, of course, claims it. He doesn't know anything about this guy. Never met him. But thank God for the WWE Network. That claim has been refuted. Can you imagine?
What gets me more than anything, and I don't know, I don't know who it was, but like some of the people that are covering the campaigns, or Casey Hunter, anybody who is doing this for any network, for any or anybody who is not a wrestling fan, I can imagine them sitting there doing research on WrestleMania 4 and fast forward waiting for screenshots of Trump and this guy together in between epics, you know, from the WrestleMania 4 world title tournament. For some reason, that makes me laugh more than anything.
This person here says, would many or some TNA wrestlers go to WWE, ROH, or AAA? Well, when their contracts expire, most of them are under contract and they're getting paid, so nobody's going anywhere. This person says, with the new day...
From TNA?
Huh?
They were talking about from TNA,
yeah.
If they'd go anywhere? Well,
yeah.
They'd have to go somewhere if they want to, like, eat, I would assume.
No, they're getting paid, Mike.
I'm just saying, it's like, you know, would they go somewhere else? Well, yeah, I guess if you want to stay in wrestling, you have to. If not, you become Wade Barrett and you start working on your acting chops, I guess.
This person says, with the New Day being a month away from making history, would you consider them as one of the greatest tag teams / factions? Or are they too goofy to be put on that level? And them never having any memorable matches or rivalries doesn't help. Your thoughts? Listen, I have nothing against the New Day. The New Day is not one of the legendary tag teams of all time. They're just not. It doesn't matter if they've held these titles longer than Demolition has. It takes more than that.
I mean, by today's standards, I mean, let's give it to them as far as being creative and funny and taking lemons and making lemonades and marketing dollars and merchandise money. And that sort of stuff, sure, if you want to say that, but if you're really looking at this from, like, tag teams, I mean, I can think of 20 tag teams off the top of my head now, I don't know, about 20, that are better than any combination of the New Day as far as wrestling goes. Not to say that they can't do it, but they don't have to do it. I mean, look at Gallows and Anderson. They were a good team. They were a good team, you know, by the standards of historical pro wrestling. Well, now see what they are now. Again, it's not saying that they can't be, but they're not in a position to be. They don't have to be. American Alpha, another great example of that for their inexperience level, how good they are together. But if you were to watch SmackDown or see them since they've been on the main roster, nothing special there.
And this person here says, PWI, this is exactly what we were just talking about. Pro Wrestling Illustrated named Charlotte number one to their top 50 women, with Sasha at number two. Why are so many fans mad that Sasha was not number one? Charlotte, this person says, is the better of the two. Well, you know what? Take every name that I just read and reverse them. So if I said, for example, PWI named Sasha number one to their top 50 list with Charlotte number two, why are so many fans angry that Charlotte was not number one? Sasha is the better of the two. It doesn't matter who was one and two. Their fans are going to flip out. And I mean, seriously. Pro Wrestling Illustrated, if you look at it like it's a shoot, then Charlotte should be number one. Been a three-time champion. Right? And she's champion now. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website
for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I should have known this was coming after talking about Charlotte and Sasha. This person texts and says, Becky is better than both. I'm going to have to put up with this all day.
Wait, there's some Paige fans somewhere who are saying she's got a raw end of the deal, so...
But we do have an angry Sasha fan here who says if Sasha keeps giving fans the cold shoulder, she won't have any more left. Man.
Well,
what am I missing there?
Well, she took a picture on their Twitter. Somebody put up the picture. Now, look, I would not roll up to somebody late night in an airport if you're a grown man and want a picture or anything like that. But apparently he put up the picture with a thank you, and she kind of dissed him for doing it. I get it, but you know what? If you don't want your picture taken, don't take the picture. It's just that simple. Don't take the picture with the guy, even though he's annoying you, and then call him, put him on blast later on. Just put him on blast right there. Don't take the picture, and maybe he doesn't bother anybody else. Actually, he probably will at an airport if you're there at 3 in the morning hanging out looking for wrestlers, but that's a completely different story.
On that note, everybody, we're out of here. We're here Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. You can check us out on the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone. Search Sports Byline USA on TuneIn Radio and listen to us live every day. Daily replays at WrestlingObserver.com, commercial-free, as well as here on Sports Byline at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. The full schedule up at SportsByline.com. Mike is at Sempervivi. I am at Brian Alvarez. Want to thank everybody for calling, listening, texting, etc. today. Thanks, Byline Mike. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.